Blog Talk Radio.
Tim and Bob. Bobby Valentino. You know how we do. Another one.
I saw you walking down on Melrose. You look like an angel.
Yo, yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of His and Hers. I'm your host, Ooch, joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Free. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm good.
What's going
I'm
on?
Good. Oh, you
How
know.
How was you in that hot-ass weather you got over there?
You know, it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah. And I feel you, because y'all get to New Orleans, and New Orleans is like, it's thick out there. It's like 90 degrees at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, well, I ain't used to this. I don't know what this is about. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's been kind of muggy because we're in that monsoon season right now. So
I've heard about that. And when I was in Louisiana, like, what's monsoon season? Like, I'm from Virginia. I don't know what that is. Like, monsoon ain't a word we normally use in our everyday vernacular. So when you say monsoon, I don't know.
It's just muggy weather, humid and rain, and it's still hot though.
Yeah.
It's still hot.
I'm good. Yeah. Keep that shit over there. but yeah, how have you been, Free? It's been a week. What's new? What's going on?
Kids started back to school this week, so I know as any other parent, I'm very happy about that because, you know, kids during the summertime is a bit too much sometimes.
True.
So they're back in
school. I ain't got no kids, so I
don't know. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, I am. You know what I'm saying? I watch people's kids. You know what I'm saying? I'll take them, feed them ice cream, and send their ass back home.
That's
what I do. Yeah, I'm that type of babysitter. I'm going to get them all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Right, hype them up on sugar and send them back home. Bad. That's
all right. Yeah, and just walk out like I ain't do nothing wrong. Like, all right, well, I'll holler. Appreciate it.
Don't let Ooch watch my
kid. Appreciate it. You can have him back there. Thanks. It was fun.
Remind me never to let you babysit.
All right, for the listeners, today's title of the show is Shawty, What Your Name Is.
Ooh.
It sounds ratchet, I know. Yeah, I just chose the title because I thought it would be fitting, seeing as the things we'll be talking about. First and foremost, we're talking about how to be single. And I'm not about to give you a guide, a step-by-step guide of what you do when you're single, no. What I basically mean is being single and unavailable versus being single and dating. Sometimes you need to know when to be a part of which team. Reason why I'm talking about this now because we had a caller a couple weeks ago talk about how she was never single. I'm like, how?
Right.
I'm relationship. I'm like, how are you never single? Like, how you? That means you cheating on somebody. So no, I just get right in a relationship. Like, how do you just? It means you never cared about the person you're in a relationship with, or you're just in a situationship. Because there's no way you've been in a relationship that ends, you got in another relationship. You cheat on somebody. That's all I'm saying. There's no way. And I'm just. There's no way.
That's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true.
It's not. That you somebody being monkey barred is all I'm saying. That's not cool. You can't monkey bar people. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. That means you're in two relationships. How is that not true?
Well, okay. From my experience when I was younger, there was just always a guy that wanted to date me. Now, I either, maybe I knew him prior, maybe we were friends, maybe we went to school together or something. But there was just always a guy that wanted to date me, and there was always somebody waiting for their opportunity. So, you know, when you get out of a relationship and you got, like, people already waiting, it doesn't take long to get into another relationship if that's what happened, you know? It doesn't take long if you got people waiting.
Like, you still got the taste of the last relationship on your mouth, like, You still got your breath still smells like the last nigga dick. Like, how we just use a relationship today?
I mean,
you still smell like the last nigga. Nah. In the animal kingdom, if that were to happen, you would be killed. You would be killed. You smell like somebody else. You would be killed.
I mean, sometimes you don't always make it to having sex with the person you're in a relationship with. I mean, maybe you guys were only in a relationship for like a few months, you know, and it just didn't get to happen. That
means
you
got
always...
dating. First of all, this we need to make clear. That's single. That falls under single and dating. If y'all not y'all, if y'all y'all just dating, okay? Y'all just been out on dates. That's it. Y'all ain't even in each other's lives. You just say you just know she got a job, but you don't know the entry. If she ain't talked, listen, you single. If y'all not talk to each other about nobody else at work, like if she ain't calling you fellas and she ain't saying, man, Kim get on my goddamn nerve. You know none of her coworkers' names. Then y'all probably just dating. Y'all ain't you're serious yet. That stuff gonna come out when you're serious. When she, you know, names everybody. She be like, well, what Kim do? Kim is just still talking shit.
This bitch.
That's when you so have y'all just dating. Y'all think y'all in a relationship? Nah, y'all just dating right now. You're still dating. Takes a little while to date. Then you get in a relationship. You gotta know when you switch. And sometimes you gotta just be single. Join your single life. Like, I don't be like, I don't understand how you just, oh, I've never been. Like, well, you never probably been in a relationship. If you said you never been single, that's weird to me. How are you never single?
It's weird.
Don't forget, she's about me and her were the same age. Okay. So
right.
I can say that.
Right.
There's no way, as an adult, you say you've never been single. There's no way. I don't know. Do you, like,
I mean,
how do you have, you didn't know who you are at this point.
Right.
I should.
Right.
Like, how you just, all right, I'm done with this. Oh, next dude. I'm done with this next dude. I'm done with this next dude. Like, you just playing at this point.
There are people who like to be in relationships.
I understand that. I feel you, Free. I feel you. I understand that. You can be like to be in a relationship, but sometimes you gotta take time off for yourself. You gotta let people like, listen, man, that's cool. I'm single, but I've got a relationship. We can talk, but I'm gonna have to enjoy this singleness for a little bit. I can't just be saying not single, like.
Mm-hmm.
I just never got the sentiment of, oh yeah, I ain't never been single. What? Who you cheated on?
Ha.
I hope your boyfriend listened to the show, because somebody got cheated on. If you ain't never been single at 29, and you've been in 6 relationships, how?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, and you know, like girls start having like boyfriends like in high school, right? So
right.
Like from your teenage. Damn near your 30s.
That's 10 years, right?
Never.
Let's say 10 years.
Never,
so,
ever been single.
Are you 10 years of dating? You never been single. No,
right.
I just get into another relationship. And then you don't recover from the last relationship. All your relationships just end amicably. Like, you know what? It's not going to work out. Like, I mean, you must be a super nice person. like, how? Everybody cool in your relationship? Let's dab each other up. But you know what? This ain't going to work out. Let's be friends. Okay. And you just want the next thing? Nah, because if I was dating you, and we just break up and I see you with another nigga, we all three of us fighting. I'm going to hit you first, though. But you just dumped me yesterday. I see your ass at Baskin Robbins with this nigga today. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to all your
He was waiting for you to fuck up. He was waiting
right.
for the fuck up to happen.
Right. No, or she was. I mean, she got a trust problem. That's her problem. I see it right now. I can see it. I already diagnosed it. She has a problem trusting others. That is no way. Like somebody's like, you know what, this nigga, he gonna end up fucking up. Let me get this other nigga on the line. He gonna be the side. That's what it, you know what? You know what it is?
It's the backup. The backup plan.
It's the side nigga thing. That's what that was. The side nigga. Keep getting promoted. She keep promoting the side nigga.
Well, I
that's
mean,
what, that's why she never single.
Society promotes the side niggas like very like religiously, like it's almost as if the side nigga is better than the boyfriend.
Yeah. Nah, that's a myth. Side nigga probably just knocking that back down. That's all. Side nigga, he do something good. He do something better than the boyfriend, that's for sure. Not every aspect. It's one thing though. That nigga might know how to work on cars, or he might be the
yeah.
plug to the club. He might got some good weed.
Yeah.
Or he might be blowing that blackout. Let me that back, black. He might be blowing that back out. And you know what I'm saying? You wonder why, you know what I'm saying? She come home and the thing might be a little looser than you remember. Like, whoa, babe, it's a little tighter yesterday.
Oh, my
what
goodness.
She got her. Somebody came home and took that hot bath, let that thing, let them pores close up. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you over there falling in because you ain't. You know, that ain't your fit. You know, you remember your fit, and now you got the same fit, so your fit messed up. So now you know what? She used to come home, get in a hot shower, put some vinegar in the water, close everything back up, so you would never know. But this time, she was too tired.
Vinegar?
Did you fill in?
Vinegar?
Mm-hmm. Snap it back.
I mean, but that isn't like the vinegar like a dead giveaway. Like, you smell vinegar.
Yeah, but dudes are stupid though. You know what I'm saying? We don't know nothing.
Vinegar though, because like
that's my new wash right there. That's olive oil. That's coconut water.
Ladies,
don't worry about it.
Ladies, just work on your Kegels. Keep your Kegel game tight, and you'll be all
right. Right. For some of y'all, no matter how many Kegels you do.
When you at a red light, you start doing Kegels until the green light.
Some of y'all.
You know?
Some of y'all, no matter how many Kegels you do, but still like throwing a Vienna sausage in the hallway.
Gotta work that pelvic floor. Gotta work it.
What you say? Or like giving the whale a Tic Tac. It ain't gonna work. You got too many miles on there. You can go to Jiffy Lube.
But
run up your miles. So get that thing right. Get that thing reupholstered. Because they got rejuvenators for that, you know. They got procedures. You can get it rejuvenated. I mean, that's what I heard, you know what I'm saying? I've been keeping my ears to the ground. I've been knowing all these little latest little schemes the women be trying to pull over all these men. Y'all feel like, damn, she like, man, I know she got around. She don't feel tight. She probably got it rejuvenated, so you don't even know.
There's like, it's so cream, like in those little sex stores. Like, they sell cream. I've never used it because
like,
I don't know about that type of shit. But
right, see, look, yeah, I was lying because I've been telling the truth. Sometimes I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes.
And then I seen a doctor online. He does like a vibration or whatever, and like it tightens up those muscles.
See, fellas, look, I ain't lying. See, I'm telling the truth. That's like I be telling jokes.
Yeah.
Nah, this is real life. It's real life out here. But y'all, look, all I'm saying is sometimes it's good to be single and just be by yourself for a little bit. Discover you. Sometimes you lose yourself
discover
in a relationship.
Or
part of yourself. And when I mean discover you, I don't mean jack off or flick your bean. I mean discover you. Get back to knowing you. You know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, you know what? I forgot. I used to love skating. Let me go skate again. Well, I used to love flying kites. Let me go fly kites. Let me go back and learn you again and then try another relationship. Because especially you keep being single. You say, oh, I'm always in a relationship. I ain't never been single. All you're doing is keep losing part of yourself in each of these relationships. Not even a relationship. You don't know who the hell you are. Because you lack that time to discover who you are, to rediscover yourself.
Right.
Yeah, that's when you know what?
Especially.
And then you put you all in the last relationship.
Especially when it comes to like that long of a period from like your teenage years to your 30s, and like you've always had this identity of being somebody's girl. So it's like,
right.
Who are you?
Right.
Who are you?
You didn't give your all. See, I'm going to ask you, if you say you've always never been single, and you about to do it, I'm the most recent person you dated. I'm like, yeah, we got to break up then. Like, why? Well, you don't even know yourself. I only know you still with the last nigga. Like, you don't even know.
So that's like a red flag for you. That's a red flag.
He's like, yeah, it is. It's like, damn, did you rediscover yourself? What do you like? This might be what the last nigga like.
Right.
It's like, nah.
So your boyfriend put you up on this music or what? Did you...
Right. You cooked me a meal. Like, babe, I made your favorite. Like, God. Oh, babe, make your favorite. Like, bitch, I'm allergic to seafood.
Right.
See? Nah. We got to break up.
Right?
I'm sorry. I love you, but I'll kill you.
Confusing me with somebody else.
So I'm just saying, it's okay to be single and not dating. You can date. Ain't nothing wrong with dating. But sometimes just take a little time just to be like, all right, let me send the world back on myself. my world revolved around this person for so long. I need to go back and find myself for a little bit before I jump out there.
And that's good. I mean, I think everybody should do like a little self-evaluation after a dating experience is expired. Just to like, you know, just get like a little check-in with yourself, see where you're at mentally, emotionally, you know, if there's anything that you need to maybe improve on or, you know, it just didn't work out. Because, like, I feel like you should give yourself closure for everything that you go through, you know, just so you can have some type of assessment over it. Because when you just jump in from one relationship to the next relationship to the next relationship, it's like, hey, where's the closure? Like, where does your feeling stop and end during this whole, you know, relationship marathon?
It's like sports. If you don't watch sports, and that's why I tell you, it's important. Sometimes it's good to have an off season. It's good to have an off season. You got to take time, refresh, get back healthy. You know what I'm saying? Get back healthy, get your body back right. You know what I'm saying? Work out a little bit. Get back like, damn, all right. You know what I'm saying? After a long season, the players sometimes they get hurt, they get injured. They got to take a little time off, you know what I'm saying, to heal themselves up and get themselves back to 100% before they jump back into the game again. And this is just like you got to look at these relationships. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It's been a little tough relationship. Had a bumps and bruises. You know, I'm a little injured. Let me take time out in the off season, get myself right, and I can try this thing again. Because you might be a free agent for a little bit. You know, sometimes it's good to be a free agent. You got to look for that good contract. You can look
free
for that good contract.
Agency is like the shit. Like,
right.
I was a free agent for years.
Right. Especially if you're a top tier free agent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody gonna scoop you up. Somebody gonna sign you. Trust me, somebody gonna sign you to a long contract. You might be tied with that person. You're gonna sign you to a long contract, you retire. If you're a top tier free agent, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all ain't top tier free agents, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all just little pieces. I'm only be there for a year, a couple months or something. Just need you for a year, you know what I'm saying? For a year, I just need you for a season. And even going about your business. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all know who y'all are. I ain't got to explain. You know, you know your part. You ain't going to be here for the long haul. You're going to be here for a little bit. Just accept your role, you know. I'm saying go on the off season. Once you get cut, go work out, rediscover yourself, get yourself back to 100%. Then maybe you could tie with the next team. That's it. I hope that analogy ain't too hard for you. You ain't going to explain it no more. You gotta pick up what I'm putting down. That's all I'm saying. I can't give it to you any other way. This is how I gotta give it to you. You can't understand that. I can't break it down no more. I can't make it no more simpler. Now Free can try to make it simple for you. I don't know. Let Free talk to y'all. She's a poet. I don't know. I give it to you straight raw.
Oh, no. Sometimes you got to be direct with it, and it's fine. Because it's like we're in this culture where it's like being single is a bad thing. Like there must be something wrong with you if you're single. And then don't let you be single and not be interested in dating either. Because now like you're like a social parody. Like what the fuck?
All right.
I went through
What's wrong with
I
you?
I was single for a long time, 5 years single. And, you know, I dated, but it wasn't really a concern or a stress, a worry, a concern to have someone to date or have a boyfriend or be in a relationship. You know, it was just, hey, if it gets to that point, then okay. But if not, then, you know, I appreciate this meal or this movie or, you know what I mean? It's no pressure. No pressure.
Right.
So it's okay.
And I'm saying, you gotta just know. Sometimes you gotta just know. You know what? I'm pretty sure some people just want to be loved, especially, I think it is when people, like they have a long relationship, maybe they get hurt, they like just jump into another relationship where it's like they feel that comfort. Like them, oh man, uh-huh. Yeah, this feel good, this feel familiar. This familiar right here, so I'm gonna go ahead and lay down because it feel cool, it feel good. I'm used to being held by a woman at night, so I need a woman right here for right now. And it might jump in something too soon. I'm using fellas. Cause I know fellas, like I know it's a stigma out there that's saying women like this. But it's fellas like that too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, this familiar right here. I can't, you know what I'm saying? You sleeping alone. Because y'all women think men just be hoes. Nah, that ain't true. That ain't true
they
all the time. We'll
be
out
too.
Here just being hoes. Right, they want to be held too. Shoot. All right. Wait a moment. Like, when they mean, we got to be whores. Right.
That was LL Cool J.
Like,
I want to be loved. You know what I mean? Like, I'm LL.
Sometimes I said it, I don't know the words, but yeah, I know what I'm saying. In the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. That's all I can give you right there.
Right? I mean, love.
You got men like LL, you got men like DMX. How's it going down? I mean, sometimes
right.
You know, different folks show different folks.
But then
types
you know,
games,
that kind of
you know,
like
I gotta add that to the audio.
But that kind of like puts me even more in the space of maybe you need to be single because now you're just like you're trying to fill a void. And I've just learned in life, like whatever that you're seeking is usually what you need to be giving yourself. So if you're out here constantly, like you need the security of somebody, you need the comfort of somebody, you need the love of somebody, then it's just like, to me, it just comes back to learning to love yourself more and learning to be secure in yourself more. You know what I mean? Learning to be comfortable in who you are more. You know what I mean? It's just like once you are like solid as a person being single on your own, I feel that's when you attract better mates. Because I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. So like I feel like when you're able to fulfill those things with yourself first before you're out here in the world, in the dating world, trying to seek it in other people, then you will be in a better position to find a healthier, longer lasting relationship because now you're attracting people who are on your level. Other solid people. So
right.
Little philosophy for you, just a little bit.
Well, Free, what kind of date are you then?
Currently, I'm not a dater.
What kind of dater were you? Should I ask that?
Don't
be trying to answer my questions. You know what I'm asking.
I got to put it out there. I don't want no questions later. Like, oh, you denying?
I mean,
no,
true.
I'm not denying.
You're right.
But,
you're right.
But the kind of dater I was, as my friend would say, the out-of-towner dater.
People not from Phoenix, or I'm sorry, where
right.
Part of Arizona you live in?
Right, Phoenix, yes. Yes.
So no matter where we're from, you just ain't like. Cause let me guess. this is pure speculation. You didn't want you wanted to date. You were dating out of town or guys because you felt like they weren't like the guys you were dating from Phoenix.
That was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of it. The bigger reason was the fact that in Phoenix, Arizona, there is a certain population of black people. And I'm, you know, I love my black men. That's what I want. I want me a black man. I got me a black man. The circles are like 3 degrees of separation. You are going to run into somebody who knows somebody who you either talked to, messed with, dated, fucked, whatever. And the fact is that, you know, if you've been here for so many years, there's only so many circles. You feel me? So, like, maybe y'all knew each other from high school. Y'all went to, like, you know, Trevor Brown or, you know, Maryville or whatever, South Mountain. You know what I mean? Are there certain clubs that people frequent? So, you know, the dating pool, there's a lot of holes in one pond. And I don't like having dick in common with somebody that I know personally. Like, I don't want my boyfriend to know what one of my friend's vaginas look like. I don't want that.
Or taste like, I got you.
So it kind of, unfortunately, puts people in the non-dating bracket. So it makes my picking even slimmer. Because now it's like, okay, do you know my kid's father? Okay, do you know this person? Do you know that person? Okay, did you fuck her, though? Like, these are legit questions I have. I got to go down the list because I don't want to be in that type of situation with my man. I don't hold anybody's past against them. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that I know the type of person I am. And I don't ever want to be in a room with my man and there's like 2-3 other bitches who know what his dick tastes like. Sorry. That's just not for me. And I'm just not able to get past that. And I don't, you know, let's not even go there because it's not going to last because I'm going to be feeling some type of way. So that's where I kind of got into the guys, yeah, out of state. Because it was like, okay, you're untouched, you're untainted. At least for me,
gotcha.
In my circles.
Right, right. Did they have a certain way? Like, did they look like a, have a beard? Or you weren't that superficial? You just like, oh,
no. No. You got to be at least attractive. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about, like, oh, 10-plus, like, supermodel, whatever. I just got to be able to still want to kiss you. You know,
what
I'm
if
not
you look like,
completely...
What if it looked like Bokeem Woodbine, but he had a good attitude?
Bokeem. I mean, nothing against Bokeem, okay? I like you, bro. But is this, he got some ears? Bokeem got some ears on him, and I laugh every time I see him. So maybe if it got to be like, oh, he has good personality, then okay, that'll like, but like right off, I'll be like, I don't know.
What if
he had
the Forest Whitaker?
The Forest Whitaker. I don't want to seem so shallow.
Man, forget that. You like what you like. Forget that. I'll be honest. Man,
you know, but like I said, I got to still want to have some type of intimacy with you. So it's like
right.
If I look
at
you and I can't wake up to you in the morning because that meet
right.
you and that wake up to you in the morning is two different things. So when I wake up
right.
and I look at you, I still got to be like, oh, look at him. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's, yeah. So I'm not completely hung up on looks, but at least like a 7.
I feel you. Like, listen, I tell people like, nah, like, can you date an ugly girl? I don't know. I make kids with somebody. I ain't trying to make no ugly baby.
Right. I don't want to have the baby that only gets complimented on their clothes. You know what I mean? Like.
Right. Hey, he's fresh, though. He's fresh.
Right. Those some nice shoes.
He's
nice
fresh,
shoes.
Though. Look at him. He's going to be tough. He's going to be tough.
It's the new day. When did those come out? The new day.
Look at her. This dress is so pretty. Where you get that from?
Look just like her daddy. Look just like her daddy.
Oh. That is a strong little boy right there. Oh, you said it's a girl? Mm. Hmm. Mm. Well, I don't know how to fix that, but well, yeah.
Looking grown already.
She's
going
to be all right. She's probably
like
smart.
Three, right?
She's probably smart. She's probably smart. Why she frowning? Why she frowning? Oh, that's a normal face.
Oh, that's
okay.
Her smile?
I'm sorry.
That's a smile. Oh,
okay.
My.
Well, that don't hurt when she do
that?
Like,
we ain't
hurt.
Shit. We ain't shit. Oh.
I admit it. I be up front with my... I ain't been shit since 87. So let me tell y'all right now. I'm just saying, like, you like what you like. I'm just
yes.
like, I don't, like, listen,
yes.
nah. Like, he did a big girl. I'm like, nah, because big girls remind me of my sister. I can't date my sister.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh.
I'm just
it
being honest.
Me
like,
love
nah, not for real.
Big
and you weigh more than me? Nah.
Too. How much you weigh?
I weigh 250. Hold on, I got on the scale yesterday, not today. 254 point whatever.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can't. If you be like, nah, I gotta be able to be down on the seesaw. It's a seesaw test. We're going right to the seesaw.
I was gonna say, you know, like most these thick girls, like, you know, how we, at least in my culture, the people around me that address women as thick women. They're like a good solid 200 pounds. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fine. I'm a big dude. I understand. That's what, like, I am not small by any means. That's
yeah.
why I'm saying, nah, you can't be.
That's why I was asking,
I'm
like, women, how much you weigh? Because it's like people don't realize, like, you know, these women are very well shaped.
I'm full of wear.
But that's,
nah, I'm
that's like
be,
200 pounds right there. I mean, she don't look like it, but she is.
Saw. If we want to see, so I ain't cool for you to have me up in the air. That's all I'm saying. I'm the man. You in the air. I can't do it. You can't have me out here looking like that bitch. Hell no.
Oh, I haven't seen a seesaw in forever. Okay.
They don't have them anymore. You know, they're too dangerous. You know, these kids,
that
know,
is
they, so
funny.
So. It's a sex. I don't think I'm seesawing anymore. Exactly that seesawing and everything. So what if it's in the mouth? You make you a man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll just have to say, because it's just nothing, you know, don't get us big girls.
Oh, no, no, not at all. Not at all. No, I'm talking about these bad about
yeah.
you see, you're mistaken. I'm talking about these big girls who don't know they're big girls. They're still trying to get the size 2. That ain't for you, baby girl. Don't squeeze in, man.
Okay.
No. Nah.
Okay.
Got it. You got to laugh at my jokes. If I'm a date you, you gotta think I'm hilarious. I don't care if you fake laugh, make it believable. Laugh at my jokes, cause I think I'm hilarious, personally. And I'm
you
my own worst critic.
Fake laugh.
So.
No, you don't want her on no fake shit. Step your game
right.
up.
Right, women fake. Women gonna fake either way. Women gonna fake either way. Some aspect they're gonna fake.
Nah.
Some aspect they're gonna fake. Tell a white lie or anything. Tell a white lie. She gonna either fake moan.
See, I thought
fellas,
she was talking about like
me.
Faking it.
Nah, listen to me. She gonna fake moan or something. I seen women get birth and that make a sound. And that's what you gonna do to her. It'll make her moan. That's just for you. I understand women. That's what give us confidence. I understand.
No,
I
am sorry. I am no actress in the bedroom. So if I am moaning, I am moaning because it feels good.
No, you need to shut up, okay? All right, I got to focus. Distract me. I got a count going on in my head.
You should be glad somebody is cheering you on.
That's my joke. That's why if I'm the people, you got to have it like, when they date, like, yeah, you got to have a nice smile because I tell jokes. I can't date you if your teeth fucked up. No, not at all. I like to smile.
Man.
I'll tell you a joke.
If
I tell you a joke and your teeth fucked up and I really need you to stop laughing, if I need you to stop laughing, then we can't date. I'm like, ha ha. You like, ha ha. You know what? I'm just going to the house because you just disrespected the whole date with your mouth. That was so rude.
It is a deal breaker. Like that grill.
It's a deal breaker. Right. That's nah. Nah, teeth. Nah, I got to take care of them teeth. Can't smoke. No smoking. Talking about cigarettes. Now, cigarettes, you potheads out there. I know you guys are just like, oh, nah, what? Kids smoke? Nah, talking about cigarettes. Continue smoking your pot and your vapes, whatever y'all do nowadays. Yeah, I mean, I don't particularly have a type. I just, I'm more attracted to the mind than the body.
Yes.
Mind and the body. Not saying I can talk to anybody. No, I got to be able to look at you. I got to be able to wake up and be like, not be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I got to be able to wake up and be like, good with my decision I made the night before. I can't wake up and question everything I done did. Be like, damn, what the fuck? Well, I took a Patron again? It must have been Patron because I only do this on Patron.
Shut up.
She called me on Patron site night. Oh, was it Henny? I don't know. I'm going to try to get up out of here while she sleep. She going to do this to me.
Terrible.
But, yeah, I'm not sick with dating, but, like, yeah, when I'm dating, I'm looking for certain qualities. I'm definitely, like, weeding people out. Like, nah, she was cool, but, yeah, she's annoying. For sure. And that's it. But Free, you know what? I love when you say, when I asked you about what type of dater are you, you made it clear, like, no, I'm not a dater, nigga. I am off the market. I was like, okay, Free, I'm just, you know what I meant. I meant when you were dating.
I got to clear these things up. I got, you know, he's going to listen to the show, so I got to make sure it's clear.
I understand. I get it. I was scared, like, damn, Free, do you know I'm just asking, like, when you were dating, can you just give you input. That's all I mean. Like, oh. But, I want to talk about relationship etiquette because that was perfect. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to talk about that. Like, relationship etiquette. Like,
uh-huh.
I think a lot of problems arise in relationship when people don't know the boundaries or overstep said boundaries in a relationship. Like, some shit you just don't do. You know what I'm saying? The do's and don'ts. I don't want to say do's and don'ts. I feel like I said too much. It's a relationship etiquette. Like, what do you, like, how do you act? Like, what's proper form, so to speak, when one is in a relationship?
Respect.
I'm talking about, like, because motherfuckers is rude. Motherfuckers is, yeah, respect, right?
It's respect. Like, if your mate was sitting there with you, would you be doing what you're doing? Then your ass shouldn't be doing it. Period. You shouldn't be acting no different than if your mate was there. So it always comes down to respect. You know what I mean?
Put some respect on it.
I can't ever be participating. You know what I mean? That's why I had to come back so quick. You know what I mean? I can't ever be participating in a conversation where people are misled to believe that I'm single, I'm on the market.
Single.
I'm not.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
taken. I just don't have, nah.
Let me correct that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's just, you got to respect for me. And it's just, and also checking in with your mate. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you get involved with a person and you assume the way that you are carrying yourself is proper form. So, like, the simplest way I can compare it to is if she says she don't like that bitch, then you don't like that bitch. You feel me? So,
what if that's my mom though? Like,
now I hope that you would not find yourself in a relationship with a woman that's your mama, where she is disrespecting your mama. Okay, like,
but that's my mom.
She's calling your mama a bitch. Talk about, I don't like that bitch. Come on, bro. That's your mom. You can't ever.
I mean, me and my mom. What if my mom was being a bitch that day, though? Like,
even then.
That day she's been a bitch, and I agree. You know what? My mom was being a bitch that day, but you ain't gotta say it. Keep that shit inside.
Because it comes back to respect. it comes back to respect. I don't ever want to say or do something where I can't come back from that. And disrespecting your mom, that's one and done. You already did it. You can't come back from that. You know what I mean? So even if your mom did being a bitch that day, I'm not going to come and talk to you like, oh, your mom is being a bitch today. You know what I mean? That's a totally different conversation.
True. Yeah, true. I'm just saying sometimes, you know, you never know the dynamic of something. That's all I'm saying. I gotta be play devil's advocate. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you just don't know. I just feel like, I had to learn this the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you think everything cool because nothing's being said. I feel like what I did in my relationship, I just feel like I should have a talk at least once, like a serious talk, like at least once weekly. Like sit down, go out to dinner or get coffee or something and talk about like maybe the issues we had in the week. Like, you know what? Then we did this shit on Tuesday, this shit went cool. I feel like that has helped out a lot. Getting it understood. It's like, all right, you know what? I didn't even know. Nothing going about my day is going about your day because we figured like, all right, this shit to get better. I feel like haven't talked. That's just my little tidbit that I started doing to my own little situation over here. Also for like fellas, do not let any other girl believe or get an inkling that she got a chance.
Right.
That shit all, nah, bitch, no. Never.
Never.
Nah, bitch, I was just holding the door open. That's all that was. Bye. I'm taking. Go about your business.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like, I don't want
to cut
friendly.
It off.
I don't want no friendly nigga. You better be mean to these bitches. Like,
nah. All right. And I think people get it misconstrued because I'm just like, I'm always nice. Like, I'm just smiling. I'm not being like, when I'm waiting to see my day is, but I'm like, good morning. Not hold the door open because I'm a gentleman. My mom would smack the shit out of me if I wasn't doing so.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I do. And I think some people get it misconstrued. So I'm like, whoa, no, I'm in a relationship. This is just nice. But if you're going to feel like this, me holding the door open, guess what? If you're behind
right.
me and I'm in front of you, the door can close on you next time. Because, I don't need you to get thinking I'm crazy.
I don't need them problems.
No disrespect.
So I don't need them problems.
No disrespect. Nah. Because my girl crazy. She'll kill you first and make me watch. Oh, was this? No, baby, I was true. No, baby, I was just holding the door open. I didn't even know what it was. I only know her name.
Mm-hmm.
You know my name. Shut up, Leslie, before you die out here. You see this girl crazy. Yeah, I just feel like, you got to do everything. Anything, like Free said, if you got to take a second thought about it, you shouldn't be doing it. Like, protect your relationship. Like, do everything
protect
you can do to make the relationship better.
That's the biggest thing, is that if it's something that means a whole lot to you, you care about this person. You feel me? You should be protecting your relationship at all costs. You know what I mean? Like, choke a bitch out if you have to. You know what I mean? Because I know these females out here, like, they think it's a game. You know what I mean? It's challenging. Because, he got a girlfriend. So let me see if I can get him to cheat on his girlfriend.
And they will. They be out here. I'm trying to tell you. They try anything, like for real. I seen a chick outside changing her tire. I seen a chick outside changing her tire in the rain. I went right past her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nope. I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm joking, guys. But it wasn't raining.
Not today.
I had to get to work.
Not today.
I was running late. All right. I was like, all right. I cracked my window. I was like, God bless you. And I rolled it back up and went to work. She was all right, though. But she was cool. She was cool. I rode back down there. She was gone. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure somebody stopped, but it wasn't going to be me that day. I ain't need them problems. I went home. Nah, that shit ain't cool. Nah, see, I do what y'all want. I don't care what y'all. See, y'all might call me names, but I don't care what y'all call me. Shoot. I'm trying to be happy. I don't need them problems.
Right.
And my job business.
Don't need them problems.
That's all I'm saying.
I got a wonderful
job business.
World
I don't
at home.
Like that.
And love me and
right.
cooking dinner. I don't want to fuck that up for nobody. Nobody.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. She might. I'm gonna. I got acid reflux. She might put some jalapenos in my food one day. She, I might next week.
Right.
See. Now I'm scared to go eat when I go home. I just playing. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't call the police, y'all. Help me. No, I'm just kidding. But we're in the last few minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been a good day for me. I'm just kidding. Thank everybody for listening. I only want to talk about this topic because it was something that was kind of on me and Free's brain for the last few weeks about the,
right.
I forget her name, but she called, and I was like, okay, that's crazy. So, yeah, want to thank two sides of the story for putting the show on. Thank my lovely co-host Free for joining me today, as she always does every week. Free, do you have any words?
There's nothing wrong with being single, people. There's nothing wrong with it. And shout out to my girl Kiana who calls in and listens to the show.
Yeah, shout out to you. And nothing wrong with being single and unavailable. Sometimes you need to be by yourself. Sometimes you need to learn. You need to learn who you are to figure out where you want to go. And I don't know the quote. Just you know, I'm trying to say some meaningful shit. So don't think too much about it. Just I'm trying to say something smart.
Yeah. Just
work,
find
so.
Some hobbies.
Whatever.
Find some things
don't
to do with your
me.
Time.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Find some hobbies. Find some things to do with your time and all that. Respect your relationship. That's one thing I want to let y'all know. Respect your relationship. Know the boundaries. Love your woman. Because you love
your
stinking
man.
Ass. Or love your man because you love your stinking ass. And that's what you do. Because, yeah, nobody got time for that shit. But since somebody taking time out to be around you and tolerate your ugly ass.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And and every week, you know, Wednesdays we got the Skybox. Thursdays we got Mic Check. And Friday it's his and hers and me and Free. Once again, I'd like to thank y'all for joining us. Catch y'all next week. Everybody be safe out there. Wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, get some head. Don't be like that. You got me to say. Peace.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's great. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Just the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, hoes, and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out, now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.